It's The Flex, powering through your weekly dose of faith, leadership, exercise, and the X Factor, providing encouragement with your daily walk in your faith, health, family, and life. Here are your hosts, Todd Downing and Jason Burns. Welcome to The Flex.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Flex Podcast. I am Todd Downing, and normally I've got a sidekick here with me. And he is not in today, and so what do they say? The cat's away, the mice will play. So Pastor Brian and I are going to take this thing and run with it today.
Oh, we are running for sure. Yeah. Daddy's away, the boys will play.
Brian, welcome.
Yes.
He's normally behind the scenes. He's always here, but we're gonna pick his brain on some cool stuff today. We're in episode 3. So episode 3 of the new year, you know, we're approaching that half century mark here soon, total. And so, you know, first off, in the beginning, we really thought they were going to kick us off like maybe before 5 episodes or something. Like, yeah, y'all ain't cutting it. But here we are.
Yeah, we're sneaking it past them. We're doing good.
Maybe we're flying under the radar.
I think so.
We're not Joe Rogan, so we're just like way down there.
That's right.
But Brian, you know, we were talking about offline about Christian movies. You know, that's one thing, speaking from my household only, there are times that along the way, the kids will get tired of the same old Bible study, the same way we go into a Bible study of just open your Bibles, let's go to Ephesians, and we'll put on a Christian movie. Like, I'll Google it and look up a Christian movie and kind of read it to the kids, and we'll watch a trailer, and then we'll go about that. And then that movie usually will always opens up like Facing the Giants. Facing the Giants was a football movie, but there's so much in there about, one, leadership, and two, where identity. You know, the football coach, played by, I think, Alan Kendrick, one of the producers, in the beginning, he just looked at himself as a football coach, and he was, if we're not here to win games, why are we here? And then he got a conviction. You know, car was breaking down. They were trying to have a baby. Couldn't do any of those things. And he was really convicted through the movie. And so anyway, that really led us down a rabbit hole with our kids of talking about, like, you're more than just a basketball player. You're more than just this. Like, you are a child of God, and that's where you're centered from. So anyway, Brian and I were talking about Christian movies, and I watched a movie this last weekend, this last Sunday. Wife was a little under the weather, so we didn't go to church, so we streamed it, and I watched this movie, Paul, Apostle of Christ, which was crazy because in the sermon on Sunday, Pastor Burns, that was one of the first things he talked about, was Apostle Paul. So anyway, Brian, we talked about that, and just, you know, I Googled certain things in the movie, and they were quick to point out, well, that didn't happen, and this didn't happen. You know, there's a point in there where Luke healed this character's daughter. They were trying to portray just the fact that Luke was a healer, and he was a kind man and a helpful man. When you Google that, people were being critical of that because that didn't happen. And so Brian and I were talking about that. But anyway, Brian, you know, kind of give us your insight. You've watched a lot of Christian movies. Like, you know, not all of it's going to be true, right? I mean,
absolutely. You know, I want to say like the Kendrick brothers kind of broke the mold. They've made some great movies. I mean, back when I was growing up as a kid watching Christian movies, they were horrible. I mean, watching Christian movies as a little kid, I mean, they were definitely, I mean, I wouldn't even say they were B-rated. They were like D-rated movies. I mean, they were just, nobody wanted to watch them because, I mean, they were just poor acting. Now, part of it was that they just weren't funded. Nobody would go watch them. I mean, they didn't make money. And people, a lot of times, they weren't doing it for the money. They were trying to get the message out there. I remember growing up, and we did watch them in church. You know, a lot of times they were funded by, you know, either university, college students making them. I remember watching movies that were the Left Behind series, mm-hmm. and they were done back in the 70s. And I remember watching them, and part of it was filmed in Des Moines, actually, the Left Behind series. And so you could see, like, Southridge Mall or downtown Des Moines. And I think it was done partly out of Moody in Illinois. But anyway, those movies, the Christian movies were pretty, pretty poor. I mean, you could see the camera shaking type movies, you know, it was pretty bad, but the Kendrick brothers broke the mold. I mean, they had movies like Fireproof came out, Facing the Giants. Also Courageous was another one, War Room. I mean, just on and on, Overcomer as of late. The Forge, I think, is a recent one that they did.
Really good one.
I mean, there's been some great movies as of late that are starting to come out. There's like Angel Studios now has great Christian movies, yep, just great movies altogether that are just clean. And so, you know, speaking on the topic of judging like the content of the movies, and maybe we can get farther into this, I think if we sit there and we watch the movie and we're like that, like we were talking about before, we're looking at the different, oh, that's not in scripture.
All the little intricate details.
All those intricate details. Well, they got to fill the gaps. I mean, I mentioned earlier, like, it's not in the Bible every time Jesus went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he did. I'm assuming he did, but it wasn't in there. So that means Jesus didn't go to the bathroom, right? Because it's not scripturally in there.
Right. Yeah, because in the movie, you know, I was telling you that there was a character that they named Mauritius in this Apostle Paul. So I would go watch it. I mean, if you're listening to this, go watch that movie. It is really, because I too, full admittance, I had a hard time understanding the gap between Saul and Apostle Paul. Like, how did that happen? Like, did they just rename the kid, you know? And so it really opened my eyes. But there was a character in there named Mauritius that, in the Bible, he doesn't exist, but they were trying to give Nero, who was wasn't he a Roman emperor, Nero?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. They're trying to give this character who reported directly to the emperor Nero, they're trying to give him an identity because he played a role. You just can't call him, hey, you. And so anyway, it was important that we understood that, but we explained that, you know, to our kids, like, so that guy doesn't exist in, you know, in the Bible. But we also understood that, like you said, filling the gaps. So when you're watching a Christian movie, yeah, if you're gonna hold it 100% to what's actually biblical. Now, what we wanted was the theme and the theory of behind the movie to be true.
Right. And a lot of times with those movies, they do have what you want to look at, I believe, when you look at these movies, is you want to look at the overall concept is true, is biblically based.
Right.
That's important, is that it's biblically founded. They're going to fill in some gaps. Mm-hmm. For one, it is entertainment. We have to look at it as, first off, it is entertainment. That's important. They're going to fill in the gaps where there's not scripturally based gaps in there. One, you have to look, is there any parts in it where it absolutely goes against what scripture says?
Right.
Is there something in there that's defiant or blasphemous what scripture actually does say? If it doesn't, if they're filling in small gaps where it doesn't have anything, if there's empty space in the Bible and they're just putting in added stuff that doesn't change the gospel, doesn't change Jesus's message, let it go.
Right.
In my opinion, let it go. Doesn't matter. Otherwise, we're going to see, like, there might be 20 times it mentions Jesus ate. And I'm sure he ate more than 20 times in the Bible. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So don't get your head wrapped around it. I mean, come on, people. Grow up or just relax. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Enjoy the movie, because there is so much other crap out there that we'd let our kids watch, or we watch, we fill our minds with. What is wrong with us seeing good Christian-based entertainment?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have all the sex, all the swearing, all the innuendos, all the gay, lesbian, all the other stuff that you see in even commercials.
Yeah.
All the worldly stuff that we see in that. What is wrong with watching that, even if it's maybe not 100% biblically in the box?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think about it too as a Christian. I mean, I feel like I'm just still in first gear of learning. I feel like a movie helps connect the dots sometimes, you know? And there's a movie. So one of our favorite movies to watch is called Remember the Goal. It's about a high school cross country coach. She's new, she's young, and she's trying to obviously get the girls to buy in. And there's some snotty girls on the team. Logan loves watching this movie. And the snotty girls end up quitting because they think they know more than the coach. And the coach, she references scripture a few times in the movie. And then she was trying to talk to the girls, were wondering why, like the parent, like these cross country girls would go home and the parents would like say, well, why didn't you run harder today? Well, the coach, her goal was state. And so it wasn't to win that, the PCM invite, if you will. It was to continue to get better until state. Well, the parents were like criticizing her behind closed doors. And so she had this talk with her cross country team, and she talked about when Jesus saved the 12-year-old girl. How people were saying when he walked up, before he entered the house, how people were saying, you know, she's dead. There's no way you can save her. Anyway, he goes in and saves the 12-year-old girl. Well, it doesn't say in scripture what he does after that. He doesn't walk back out and greet the crowd. And so that's where this coach, in this scene, it's so key because we talk to our kids. That coach says, what do you think Jesus did after he saved that girl? And the high school girls in this movie are like, I don't know. And the coach goes, if I know Jesus, he just walked out the back door. He didn't go out front and say, ha ha, I told you. See, I was right. Look what I did. He walked out the back door. And so there's such a, that point there, we reference so many times in the Downing House because there are times, yes, Teague can throw something back in his sister's face. But what would Jesus do? Yeah, you were right, Teague. We Googled it. You're right. Great job. But do you need to gloat, you know? So anyway, remember the goal is a great one. What are some movies that really kind of stand out for you and your family?
We like Facing the Giants. That's a good one.
Really good one.
There's
You mentioned Overcomer.
Overcomer's one.
Yep.
That we like. Man, we got a whole slew of them.
The Forge.
I mean, we watched a lot of. I haven't seen The Forge yet. That's one I haven't
so
seen.
So good.
I heard that's.
So good.
Play the Flute's a good one.
Play the Flute is a really good one. Running the Bases is another good one.
Yeah.
But you mentioned it. Angel Studios has a lot of great movies. It even has like a little. I think it has the David series, the animated series, yeah. David. And so that was a great build up before we went and watched the movie.
I think we're going to get a membership to Angel Studios. Get up. Yep. So we're this close to, I think, canceling our satellite and just getting streaming like Angel Studios and a couple other ones and just getting rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, The Forge is new. I think it's the newest Christian movie out there, at least from the Kendrick brothers. If you guys haven't seen that, go watch the trailer. But there is a young man there, lost, single mom. You know, she is very biblical and very much into her faith. And she keeps praying for her son. The dad, you know, no longer involved. He's still alive, but he's no longer involved. And anyway, so it just shows this young man goes and looks for a job, whatever, and it goes to show he starts getting some mentorship, and it all falls into place.
Right.
It's amazing. We've seen it a few times now. But yeah, so Facing the Giants, really good. I honestly like Courageous. Courageous gets me every time.
Yeah.
That scene where his daughter asks him to dance, and he's too busy, and he doesn't want to get out of the truck. And then she ends up getting killed in a car ride with another family. He goes back to that park or whatever, that area where his daughter asked him to dance. And he plays that music and he goes out there and basically dances with her, even though she's in heaven. And so I remember after watching that, I looked at Logan and I said, Logan, I will dance with you anytime, anywhere. I will hold your hand. You just ask. And so after that movie, we just watched it a couple weeks ago again. And after that movie, I just grabbed onto her and I just started dancing. She's like, Dad, there's no music. I go, oh, there's music. And I just, you know, 11-year-old daughter, just embarrass her a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
But yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea of like Christian movies, I think, are they're meant to be. Listen, if they went exactly to Scripture and they only covered what was in Scripture and there was no bridging the gaps, I don't think our younger population would watch them.
Right.
Because they wouldn't understand them.
Right.
Right? It's kind of like my Bible where if it wasn't for the notes down at the bottom.
Well, like you know, I was thinking, like you were talking, that watching that movie, that Paul movie, would it cause your kids to do? Ask questions.
Yeah. We've got a dialogue.
It sparked their mind. Mm-hmm. Like they wanted to know the truth and the story behind it. Tell me that isn't.
Yeah.
That isn't doing church. I mean, that's church in your home.
Yeah, because there's a scene in there where when he was Saul and he was a member of the Pharisees, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was killing, like he followed a little girl. And she was obviously praying under a tree, and it doesn't show obviously the graphic stuff, but it showed her laying on the ground and he walked away. He was killing Christians. And so they talked about that. Well, wait a second. Apostle Paul, he killed Christians. We're like, well, hold on a second. So we went back and explained, like, he was Saul and God made him, it took away his eyesight for 3 days, yada, yada, yada. You're right. It went right to Scripture.
Right. So it, you know, who Saul was before when he became Paul, I mean, Jesus changed him,
mm-hmm.
which is perfect example of what he can do to anybody. And so
what he's done to me.
To speak that into their lives is, you know, Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if any there is any excellence, if there is anything worth of praise, think about these things. That's what we're supposed to fill our minds with,
mm-hmm.
is that kind of stuff. And when we take that away, when we're filling our minds with all this other stuff, we're not doing that.
Right.
I think when we fill our minds with all this other garbage and we're watching all this other garbage, I don't think we're putting the right stuff in. But when we're watching these movies, we're causing our children, ourselves to like, oh, is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
And we're researching that and we're going, oh, that is in the Bible. Or let me find out what really happened. I mean, how was that bad?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I'll admit, I mean, there are things that we watch that are just like Tara says. My wife, Tara, she says, this show just allows me not to think.
Yep.
Like it's, you know, like Friends, just watching that's just pure entertainment. Right. You know, last night we watched The Golden Girls, you know, and the kids enjoy The Golden Girls. So there's some things that you just watch that are straight up entertainment. But when you have kids and you're raising them biblically and your Bible is our playbook, I'll admit, like before 2025, when I really, really got serious with my faith and started obeying, we watched Christian movies, but we also didn't control all the content that went in. I mean, like, they're sitcoms, like the Disney stuff, Nickelodeon stuff. And we were wondering why our daughter's attitude and demeanor would change, and she was snotty. And some of the things she would say were like, and she was playing around the house. But we're like, where did you get that? And then so we started paying more attention to some of the shows she was watching. And it's almost like backdoor messaging that gets into our kids' head, you know, from some of these shows.
Right.
And so we weren't paying attention to that. Now we pay attention to that. Like, Logan, I don't think you need to watch that. Or Teague, what's the point of this? I tell them they get one dumb show a day. You know, you get one 30-minute dumb show, like Bluey or something, you right. know. And I'm like, okay, like, why is it a dumb show? I'm like, I'm just saying it doesn't make you smarter. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But if I had to rank, I was saying about this, what would be my top five Christian movies I would recommend to people? I think number one, well, let's just go to number five. I'll go down to number one. Number five would be Play the Flute. I really like Play the Flute. If you haven't seen that, it's about a youth pastor trying to basically get through these unruly teens, which is, knowing youth pastors, you know, I know a few, and you do too, obviously, Brian, but that is their world. These kids walk in with all the clues, all the ideas, And I don't want to say they know it all, because, I mean, there are a lot of great kids out there. But they're, sometimes they have it figured out, they think. I did. I thought I did when I was a teenager. So a youth pastor has to, one, be cool, you know, has That's to be important. Relatable.
Yep.
Got to be cool. And so anyway, Play the Flute is really good. If you have teenagers in the home, watch that. So anyway, that's number five. I would say number four would be Remember the Goal. The one I talked about, Remember the Goal, would be number four. Number three would be Facing the Giants. Facing the Giants is a football movie. Of course, that's always great because it gets our boys' attention. And Logan doesn't mind watching it either. Number three is Facing the Giants. Number two would be The Forge. And number one would be Courageous. For me, that was the first Christian movie that I watched that really put the Kendrick brothers' work on the map.
Right.
So for me, number one would be Courageous. And I just think it's about some law enforcement guys, that bond. Like, I still use that phrase all the time. Where are you, men of courage?
Right.
You know, I mean, are you getting your family to church? Are you leading by example and exercising and eating right and treating your wife right in front of the kids and doing all the things, working hard, all the things? Where are you, men of courage? So I use that a lot.
For me, I'm going to have to start out with number five being The Star. Oh, yeah. The kids' movie, The Star. Man, yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, that one took some liberty writing. I get it. It's a kids' movie. I don't know. I just love it. I love the animation. I love the talking donkey. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think they did a great job for a kids movie. I don't know. I just think it's fun to watch. It's entertaining. And there's a lot of good. I don't know. To me, it's just fun to watch.
The kids always ask that. Dad, can we watch The Star? I'm like, can we watch another Christian movie?
To me, when that came out, I just loved it. I just thought, It's a good, there's nothing bad about it. It's not, because it's pure entertainment, but it's got a good message behind it. And really, for like little kids, and I love hanging out with little kids because little kids are honest. If you're horrible at what you said, they'll tell you. Yeah. I mean, you have to be. And what's really cool about teaching little kids, like, you have to learn how to teach the gospel, and you have to learn like how to tell your stories like legit. Like, you have to break down your message. If you can teach it to kids, man, you can teach it to adults.
Amen.
So anyway, I love it. Probably the next one is Fireproof. Fireproof, to me, is one of the first ones that Kendrick Brothers did. Like, I would say that and Courageous are right there. Mm-hmm. Greater, the movie Greater.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that one hits me in the gut every time, man. That'd be an
honorable mention.
You know, Greater is good. That's a good one. And then also, man, I had to pull this one up because I kind of forgot it. But going into my, because I forgot the name of it, but I was trying to remember. It's about that swimmer that lost her arm, that surfer.
Oh, Soul Surfer.
Soul Surfer, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that one. Yeah. I don't know. That was an inspiration to my daughters. They really liked it. We watched it like
a bazillion times. Is that a Christian movie, though?
Yeah.
It is? It
talks about her faith and talks about.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really. It's really well done. So anyway, that one, and then my most favorite one is I Can Only Imagine. But I'm a big Mercy Me fan. Yeah, like I'm so watching when that one came out, and I can't wait to see the next one.
That's Bart's story, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the lead singer's Bart story? Millard.
Yep. But that one was really well done. So that's probably my top one. So yeah.
So full transparency, I have never seen I Can Only Imagine.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You are missing out, man.
I feel like I'm not worthy of being on this podcast right now because I haven't seen that.
You need to go see it.
And I haven't seen Fireproof.
You need to see Fireproof. You and your wife need to watch Fireproof.
Have you seen? So is War Room? That's a Kendrick Brothers, right? War Room.
War Room is another one,
and that's a marital one, right?
It's a prayer one.
Prayer one.
It's all about prayer.
Fireproof is the marital one.
Fireproof is marital. Well, War Room is too, in a way. It is struggling also a
couple.
Yeah, but it's really a really good prayer one. But Fireproof is definitely, I mean, they had marriage books. They got marriage studies about Fireproof and stuff. That's what it really was based on.
And then there's one, we have it, and this shows how much our life and what we watch revolves around entertaining or with our kids and stuff, because we have the movie The Shack. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a death that leads this man to go, you know, he basically strays, and I think his wife dies. Don't quote me, but anyway, it's called The Shack, and then he ends up going out and to a shack, or just going away, and so we've understood the gist of it, but every time it comes up, we're like, well, the kids aren't going to want to sit through that. So anyway, Tara and I just need to watch some of these movies. But yeah, so I mean, the main thing for today was just wanted to talk about the Apostle Paul movie was fresh in my mind, and for what it does for us. You know, I train a lot of kids, and some of them, they don't speak of their faith. Some of them do. We have a lot of members that are members of the FCA. And so sometimes I think that movies can help. Sometimes I don't feel like every teenager is going to say they don't understand. I don't understand this part of the Bible, or when I read scripture, I don't understand it. I just kind of fake it. You know, I just say I get it. You know, I think movies for me, if I'm a teenager now growing up, it's already hard, right, with all the social media and stuff. But these Christian movies can really connect the dots. They really can.
Absolutely. You know, I think same thing with Christian music. I think, you know, playing 100%. Christian music, even in the background, I know you do in your gym,
100%.
Which is awesome. You know, I notice that when I go into stores. You know, we're going to Shields, and you can hear it playing in the background.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the first things I noticed when we'd go into Shields, and I'd be hearing in the background, like, just simple, something, you know, playing in your car or whatever it is. I wanted to bring up 2 Corinthians 10:5 before we close out here. It says, "We destroy arguments, every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." Taking every thought captive, meaning what we put in our minds. I mean, we are able to fill our minds with thoughts of Christ, obeying Christ. I mean, we destroy everything else by filling our minds with that. We can battle down those spiritual battles by just what we fill our minds with, fill our hearts
right.
with. And bringing that stuff in, bringing that good stuff in is so, so important. I mean, that's part of having that X factor built into us.
Right.
You know, whether what we're doing in our lives throughout.
You know, you mentioned Christian music. I feel like I've noticed, like on The Voice, where our family watches The Voice and stuff, there's been young artists that go on there and sing a Christian movie or a Christian song. Like this last one, I think, is a Four King and Country song that a little boy sang, young boy, not little. But anyway, for me, that lets me know, like if I walk into a store and they're playing Christian music in the background, it really gives me a glimpse of, like right away. And then you're right, I do play. So yeah, I do play a lot of a Christian music in my gym. So yeah,
this is awesome.
But anyway, so Christian movies, Christian music, you know, just surround yourself with it, because you're right. I mean, our brain, it can become a trash can, you know, if you're feeding it with bad stuff. So man, I hope you listened all the way to the end. Sorry, Pastor Jason wasn't here today, but Pastor Brian did a really good job, and
thank Brian, you.
I appreciate you.
I like being here. I like spending time with you guys. So we are working our hardest to make podcasts great again.
Yeah, we got a special guest coming. Our next episode got a really special guest coming. So make sure you pay attention to that. And yeah, as always, Brian,
get your flex on.